Romans chapter 8. Let's turn there, part 1. Similar themes being covered as we've been covering in chapters 6 and 7. It's important to understand the human condition, who we really are, from God's perspective, which of course is the true perspective. Here's the human condition, apart from the saving work of God in a human being. We are fallen. We are in rebellion against God. We are sinners. Sin, this powerful force, is our master. We have a sinful nature. We are dominated by sin, which results in death. We can never live a righteous enough life that is pleasing to God, which will result in eternal life. On the day of judgment, we will be condemned. After our condemnation, we will go to hell. This is the human condition. However, the good news is that the Lord made it possible for us to overcome this condition, be victorious over sin, be victorious over death, live in a way that is pleasing to Him now, not be condemned, live forever. Verse 1, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Messiah Yeshua. No condemnation. All those who are in Messiah Yeshua, who are united to the Son of God because of their faith, who know that Yeshua rose from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father, where He is right now, our living Lord and Savior. All those who belong to Yeshua the Messiah will not be condemned. All charges against them will be dropped. The case against them will be dismissed. Not guilty. No condemnation. No punishment in Gehenna, hell, the lake of fire. This should bring us some happiness. Amen. And shalom rav, great peace. And those who belong to Messiah Yeshua are able to experience some other great blessings. And because you belong to Him, Rabbi Paul added, the power of the life giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. We are freed from the power of sin, not just in the future, when we're perfect and glorified and living in this perfect place, the New Jerusalem, but freed from the power of sin now, in the present. Sin is no longer our master. We no longer need to yield to the power of sin like the rest of the world yields to the power of sin. We are able to believe the right things and then consistently do the right things. Because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin. What has brought about this new and wonderful ability to believe the right things and consistently do the right things and overcome the power of sin that leads to death? the power of the life-giving Spirit. He, the Spirit of God, God the Spirit, is powerful. In fact, he is all-powerful. He is full of life. He is a life-giving Spirit. This powerful, life-giving Spirit is working for us, and he's working in us, freeing us from the power of sin that leads to death. The Spirit is able to do this great, saving, freeing work for us when the Sinai covenant could not. The rabbi continued, the law of Moses, the Sinai covenant, was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. If we followed the law perfectly, if we obeyed all of its commandments, if we never broke one law, I suppose the law could save us. But our weak, sinful nature is unable to do that. All of us have disobeyed God's laws. All of us have sinned. Therefore, the law cannot save us. Instead, like an angry judge, the law condemns us. God, being the gracious and loving and merciful God that he is, knowing the law could never save us, did something amazing, something radical that could save us. So God did, the rabbi added, what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. God is righteous, perfectly righteous, perfectly just, perfectly fair. Sin needs to be punished. All of us could have been punished for our sins, or someone who is greater than all of us, someone who is perfect, could be punished for our sins. And that's exactly what happened. The Son of God's incarnation and sacrificial death satisfied God's justice, his righteousness, his fairness. By taking our sins upon himself, the Son of God was punished for our sins. The requirement of the law was fully satisfied for us. And now, because we are forgiven and have been made right with God, and because we have a new nature and are able to follow the Spirit, follow the Spirit into righteous living, follow the Spirit into God-pleasing living, we are able to fulfill the requirements of the law, the essence of which is loving God and loving people. The law could not do that for us. God, working through his Son and giving us his Spirit, is able to do that for us. The human heart is very deceptive. It is easy for us to deceive ourselves into believing we are following the Spirit when we're not, when we're following the sinful nature. The rabbi helps us discern if we're truly following the Spirit or if we're following the sinful nature. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. We need to be asking ourselves, what do we mostly think about? Sinful things? Worldly things? Or are we mostly thinking about the things that please the Spirit? Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What are the things that please the Spirit that we should be thinking about? Putting off the old self, putting on the new self every day. Being dead to sin and being alive to God. Aware of God, thinking about Him, thinking about how to please Him, thinking about how to serve Him. That should be happening every day. Walking, living in newness of life. That should be happening every day. Holy living, righteous living, that pleases the Spirit and shows that we're controlled by the Spirit. We should be thinking about lost humanity and their greatest need, which is hearing the good news about our risen Savior, sharing the gospel with those around us. We should be thinking about that every day. We should be thinking about what we can do to build Messiah's community, help it grow, help it be the best it can be. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, worldly things, ordinary things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What are you thinking about? If we are controlled by the Spirit, we will transform our mind every day. We will renew our mind each day so that that day we are thinking about the things that please the Spirit and not thinking about sinful things, worldly things. We renew our minds, we transform our minds by reminding ourselves every day that we are new creatures. We have a new godly nature. Our relationship to sin is different. We died to sin. Sin is no longer our master. We do not need to sin. We can choose to sin or choose not to sin. The Lord is our master. We are slaves to Him. We are slaves to righteousness and right living. We're renewing our mind, transforming our mind by reminding ourselves of these truths, these realities. We pray at the beginning of each day. We ask the Lord to fill us with His Spirit so that we will be close to Him and therefore able to think the right way and live the right way that day. We pray that we would walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, Resist sin. Be more heavenly minded, less earthly minded. During the day, throughout the day, we continue to pray. We talk to the Lord about the things that interest us. We praise Him throughout the day for who He is and what He has done, is doing, and will do. We thank Him for all the many things He does for us. We talk to Him about the things that concern us. We ask Him to meet our needs and the needs of others. We thank Him if He is. Every day we pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Messiah's community throughout the world, that all of us would walk together in newness of life. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters that all of us would love the Lord the way we should and love each other the way we should. We're renewing our mind each day, transforming our mind each day, being controlled by the Holy Spirit. We renew our mind each day so that we are thinking about the things that please the Spirit by using and interacting with the Word of God, another tremendous ally in our fight in this world. Each day, hopefully at the very beginning of the day, we read the Word of God. Then during the day, we think about the Word of God and we try to apply it to every situation, every circumstance we face. We let the Word of God richly dwell in us. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, worldly things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What kind of thinking is dominating your mind? Thinking about sinful things, worldly things, or thinking about things that please the Spirit? There are only two ways of living: following the sinful nature or following the Spirit. And there are two very different outcomes for each way of living. The rabbi continued, "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." Two choices: death or life and peace. Which one should I choose? Therefore, it only makes sense to exert effort, to battle, to fight, to focus on letting the Spirit control our minds day by day, moment by moment. Why does letting the sinful nature control our minds lead to death? The rabbi explained. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. The sinful nature, which all of us are born with, is hostile to God, antagonistic to God, opposed to God, at war with God, in rebellion against God. That is the nature of the sinful nature. It does not want to obey God's laws. It's defiantly disobedient to God's laws. The sinful nature is not able to please God, which is not surprising. How could God be pleased with those who are hostile to Him and refuse to obey His laws? The Lord will not accept those who remain under the control of the sinful nature, who are hostile and disobedient to him and who displease him. He must reject them. He will condemn them. However, that is not us. We are not like the born-agains who only have that sinful. We are not like the non-born-agains who only have that sinful nature. We are born again. We do have a new nature, and we have the Spirit of God himself living in us, and the Spirit changes everything for us. The rabbi continued, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Messiah living in them do not belong to him at all. Everyone who is saved by God's grace because of their faith, every born-again believer belongs to the Messiah and has the Spirit living in him and hopefully controlling him. Wonderful results come from the Spirit living in us and us following the Spirit so that he is controlling us. And Messiah lives within you. And Messiah lives in us by means of his Spirit living in us. The Messiah is at the right hand of God the Father. He's living in us by means of his Spirit living in us. Messiah lives in you, so even though your body will die because of sin, our bodies have been affected by sin, they are decaying, they will die. Even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Yeshua from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Messiah Yeshua from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. The Spirit of God is perfect, powerful, and full of life. He took a dead body, the body of Yeshua, and he raised that dead body of Yeshua back to life. And the life Messiah lives after his resurrection is a better life, a stronger and more powerful and more glorious life. That same Spirit, with those same powerful, life-giving, life-enhancing abilities, lives in us. And that Spirit is willing to live in our decaying, dying bodies and give us life. Not just eternal life in the future, but life now, in the present. What kind of life now in the present does the Spirit want to give us? The life of Yeshua kind of life. Closeness to God life, a more powerful life so we can resist sin and live a righteous life. Paul gives us the application of these truths. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Unlike the non-born-agains who only have a sinful nature and don't have the Spirit living in them, who live according to their old nature, those of us who are born again, who have a new nature, and have the Spirit living in us, have no obligation to sin. Sin is no longer our master. It no longer has power over us. We have no obligation to give into the urges of our sinful nature, and we will experience those urges. But we can choose to resist those urges. We can choose to resist sin, not yield to temptation. We can choose to live a God-pleasing, God-honoring life. For us, it's a choice. Again, there are two vastly different outcomes for choosing to live according to the sinful nature or choosing to live according to the new nature and following the Spirit and being controlled by the Spirit. For if you live by its dictates, the dictates of the sinful nature, you will die. And by die, the Lord's representative means die forever, eternal death, no eternal life. But if, through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. If, through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. The Spirit of God is powerful, very powerful, almightily powerful. He has all the power he needs to help us put to death the deeds of our sinful nature, to resist sin, to overcome temptation, to not give in to our sinful urges. If through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. You will live a God-honoring life now, a successful life now, an abundant life now, and then you will live forever. So how do we do that? How do we, through the power of the Spirit, put to death the deeds of our sinful nature so that we will live? By reminding ourselves each day that we are dead to sin, that our old nature died, that our relationship with sin is different, that sin is no longer our master, that we have a new master, that we are slaves of the risen and powerful Son of God, that we are slaves of righteousness. We remind ourselves of these realities every day. We seek the presence of the Lord every day. Psalm 27, you have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, O Lord, do I seek. When we seek the Lord and we find him so that we are close to him, we will put to death the deeds of our sinful nature. When we fix our eyes on God, we will be able to overcome the urges of the old nature. Psalm 25, my eyes are continually toward the Lord. When Peter was walking on water, when he was looking at Yeshua, he was able to walk on the water. When he took his eyes off of Yeshua, he started to sink. We must fix our eyes on God, fix our eyes on Yeshua. When we are waiting on God, aware of him, attentive to him, like a good waiter is attentive to his customers, like a servant watches for the slightest signal from his master, we will have the power to live a victorious, overcoming, holy life. Psalm 123, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. When we focus our minds to talk to the Lord, from the time we get up in the morning, throughout the day to the time we go to sleep, when we are praying without ceasing, we will have the power to put to death the deeds of the sinful nature. Final verse for today. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We are to be led by the Spirit of God, and we are to follow his leading. Led where? Where will the Spirit lead us? Paul's not talking about leading us to Chicago or this job or that situation. Paul is talking about the Spirit leading us into right living, holy living, overcoming sin living, pleasing God living, serving God living, thinking about the things that please the Spirit living. That's how the Spirit will lead us. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. If you are concerned that you might not be being led by the Spirit, talk to me or one of our other elders. We will do our best to help you be led by the Spirit. We're going to continue with Aruchat Adonai, the Lord's Supper, but before we do,